What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Busy, busy Tuesday here in New York City. Mets getting set to play game two of their four-game set with Atlanta. The Yankees are down in Cincinnati against the Reds. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. We were talking before about Mike Inouye, who got an interview for the next head coaching job, and we played all these clips of him having a very, how would you describe that personality he has? Geeky? Like corny?
It's just like quirky, dad jokey, cliches, things of that nature, idioms. It's kind of fun, though.
Would that work in New York as the head coach of the New York Knicks if you got a guy saying, boom goes the dynamite, whatever other corny things he said?
No.
So
I
when
don't
I
think so. Unless you're winning. I mean, if you're winning, then anything goes.
Yeah, if you're winning, you can do anything.
But if you're struggling and you're having these moments where you're trying to figure things out and you need real and people want real answers, it's going to ring like, come on, dude, get serious.
Interesting. Can you play a little bit of that one more time? You don't have to play the whole thing, just for anyone tuning in on SNY or just tuning in to WFA. And here's a little bit of Mike Inouye in his halftime interviews as an assistant with the Timberwolves.
I think, like you see, it's a different story, regular season and playoffs. The regular season, they kind of set the beach with no sunblock. You know, we weren't prepared. Nothing fast, break points, boom goes the dynamite, there goes our lead.
If he's saying that, after his big loss,
what the hell are you talking about, dude?
Positive Tommy, would you want that as your head coach?
No.
Really?
That act would wear thin. That screams like radio in Paducah. You know what I mean? That's not New York City. Now, Tibbs's act was, you know, not what I like either.
Yeah, but Tibbs is more, at least he was who he was. It feels like that's his personality.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was like the mean janitor or something like that. You know what I mean? Or the mean teacher at school. Right. Curmudgeon. But I don't want that either, but I don't need the... And I love shtick, but the shtick is not going to work.
That's why I'm surprised you said that. You're the king of shtick.
I do love shtick, but I don't want the... I don't think it would fly here.
Yeah, we'll see if that interview leads anywhere. The other thing that happened in the NBA last night, which I thought was really significant but not surprising, is the Boston Celtics' priority this offseason is to cut their luxury tax bill. And the first thing they did to do that is they traded Drew Holiday, the Portland Trailblazers, along with a few second-round picks. They brought back Anthony Simons, who's an expiring contract, who's a really good offensive player, but he also can't defend me.
You're right.
So the Celtics got far worse defensively when you swap out Drew Holiday for Simons. And clearly that wasn't a move to say, hey, let's replace the offensive production of Jason Tatum. No, that's a move to save cash. That's the Celtics' priority.
Right.
That's why Kristaps Porzingis will be next. So the Celtics are getting worse. They're not just getting worse because Jason Tatum's out for the year, which is bad enough, but they're getting worse because they're literally taking talented players that fit.
Right.
And they're moving them out for financial reasons.
And it produced for them a year ago.
Yes.
And part of the reason that, or two, even the last 2 years, really, helped them win the championship, but also got them into the second round of the playoffs this year. So we knew this was coming, though. When Jason Tatum went down, you knew that the Boston Celtics were not going to compete in 2026 for the NBA title, so something had to go.
And you know that's the greatest cover of them all? Mm. Because it was coming either way. Mm. The Celtics are prioritizing saving money more than they are winning, and so even if Jason Tatum didn't get hurt,
all right,
this would have happened. So the road for the Knicks continues to be paved ever so slightly, just a little bit. Like, there's a pebble that was in the way called Drew Holiday is a badass defender, right, and now he's in the Western Conference. You basically have, this is the beauty of being a Knicks fan right now, you have Western Conference teams like the Portland Trail Blazers saying, we're going for it. Let's bring in Drew Holiday, even though he's 35 years old. We're going for it. You got the Rockets going for Durant. We're going for it. The Timberwolves tried to trade. They're going for it. Meanwhile, Eastern Conference teams are like, let's save some money.
Yeah.
Let's save some cash. Or let's tank for the next draft. The Eastern Conference and the Western Conference is looking like completely different things right now. And that's great news if you're a Knicks fan.
Well, if you're a Knicks fan, it is. If you're a basketball, if you're an NBA fan, it probably doesn't feel so good because you know you're going to get a lot of mediocrity this season.
But can I give you a caveat? Do you happen to know the team I root for? I don't know if you know this. We've worked together for years.
Yes, but you're just hoping and wishing something great happens tonight.
Of course. Well, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night.
I am wishing and hoping for Ace Bailey. I am. That is my vision right now. Fears or Bailey are the two guys I would love to get at 8 or move up to 3 or 4 to get one of those two players in particular. But I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert for about like a month from now. Let's say the Nets pull off a trade with the Philadelphia 76ers where they take on Paul George's contract, they move up to 3, they draft Ace Bailey, they re-sign Cam Thomas. I will find a way in September, I call this the Morash, I will find a way in September to say, you know, the East is down, Paul George has something to prove, Ace Bailey's 18, he's got all this talent, he got, you know, people were talking trash about him during the draft. I could find a way in a lousy Eastern Conference to convince myself we're going to be pretty good. Mm. So sometimes the mediocrity you describe gives other fan bases hope, even if
true,
it's false hope.
But didn't you do that this year to an extent?
No. No.
Because you have a good coach. Jordy's a very good coach.
I didn't do it this year because I didn't
think that. Like, man, I know you did because I remember you saying, man, maybe we could get into the play-in.
No, but I tanking was the priority and yeah, getting a top pick was a priority. I think that next year after sitting through a tank that didn't even work, my brain will be more equipped to say, hey, this guy could be on my team 10 years from now when the team is good. All I know is Ace Bailey is trying to get to Brooklyn. And if you don't believe me, he canceled his interview with Philadelphia. He's trying to fall in this draft. And you know where he is tonight?
No.
The clock started. Damn it. Do you know where Ace Bailey is tonight?
I'm assuming in Brooklyn.
No. You're raising your hand? I don't want to let you answer it, Sean. Oh. I'm going to answer it.
All right.
Ace Bailey is at Citi Field tonight. Because the Mets need an ace.
Oh.
They do. And he wants to be a Net. So let's hope that happens. I trust Jerry Recco. Jerry told me these kids are can't miss.
Throwing out the first pitch?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, got it.
He's not just going there to watch.
I was
going to
say.
You think he wanted to see Frankie Montas' debut?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Closet Met fan.
Who pitches better tonight, Ace Bailey or Frankie Montas?
That's a good question. That's a fair question. Let's get to some of your phone calls, and then, Tiki, I'll let you know why Sean and Loogie were very mad at me for something I did last night at Citi Field. But let's go to Joe in Cranford. Hey, Joe.
Guys, I'm a Jersey guy. I'm a Yankee fan. I watch every game. I don't know why everybody's afraid to say it and tiptoes around it. Volpe is not a major league high-quality shortstop. He does not have the arm strength. His glove is erratic. And I don't know why people won't admit to it. He should be pinch hit for in a second. They do not have a better option right now, but they have to be listened to. That's to be part of the change considerations.
Well, a couple of things. Last year when he won the Gold Glove, did you think that was a Fugazi Gold Glove?
Absolutely. I mean, I watch every game. In defense, you have to watch all the time. And he's never had a major league arm. So that Gold Glove, I still don't know how he won it.
So I agree with you. I don't think his arm is his strength. He's not Sean Dunstan. I disagree. I thought he was Gold Glove caliber. Has he regressed this season or has not had as good of a defensive season this year? I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, because he's leading the league in errors right now. Well, for shortstops.
Yeah, I think that's overrated, but sure. I mean, you could cite it because it's a thing. And obviously the error last week cost them a game.
Yeah.
Like they lost the game on that double play ball that Volpe didn't make the play on. So I do agree that his defense hasn't been as sturdy as it was last year. I still think he's a plus defender, and I think he's a major leaguer. The problem is he's not the major leaguer you thought he was.
No.
That's the real issue.
Especially with a stick. That's the biggest.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This issue is because the Yankees, just like really every team, but including the Mets this year, they need bats. Especially in the back end of the lineup. And we all thought that that's who Anthony Volpe was going to be as a prospect. And he's just not that player.
We just have to accept that he is what he is at 24 years old. Right. And I do agree. And this is the point I made earlier, if you're just tuning in. When his spot came up with two on and two out in the eighth inning, down 4-1, he should be pinch hit for when you've got Ben Rice as an option. That's the bottom line. He's graduated. It's not 2023 anymore where we're trying to figure things out. He is what he is. And late in the game, I've got better options off my bench, like Ben Rice and like Trent Grisham. And I think Aaron Boone is close to pulling that trigger. And I think it's going to happen in the next week and a half. Lorenzo in Keyport, New Jersey. What's up, Lorenzo?
Hi. I think Ace is going to go to Utah. But
you think who's going to Utah? Queen.
Ace.
You think so?
Ace. Yeah. I want Derek Queen, big center. Mm. I like him. And that was it. I called Tommy to apologize for yesterday because you never talk about the good emails I send him, and he put me on hold, so I said I might as well talk. But that's all.
Well, you sent an email yesterday in which you basically said Tommy is a selfish pig. That's what you said. I read the email on the air. You said that Tommy's job is to work for us, not to get free tickets. You called him out for it. I read it. I thought it was a funny email.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Yep. I'm supposed to read every email you send, Lorenzo? Come on now.
Well, this is quickly turned against me real quickly. No, not at all. None of that. I just would like to tell you that tomorrow, the draft, I'm very nervous. I hope you enjoy it. Tiki, send me your address. I'll bring cream puffs.
Nice.
I will call you next week to discuss the Nets draft.
All right. I can't wait. And there will be
the Nets still in the league.
There will be no clock when you call in to break this thing down. Here's the way I look at this draft, because quite frankly, I am going to say something about this. You have four first-round picks if
the
you're
Nets
Sean Marks.
Have four first-round picks.
Certainly not the Knicks. You don't have any first-round picks.
Just clarifying for those who don't know what the heck you're talking about, because we don't talk about the Nets.
That's right. We're going to break a rule right now.
Yes.
The Nets have four first-round picks. They also are the only team in the NBA with cap space. If you are Sean Marks and you spent your entire winter at Rutgers and you weren't in Piscataway for the bagels, you weren't there because Steve Peichel's a nice guy, you were there to scout. And if you believe Ace Bailey at 18 years old with 6'9 and wingspan and offensive ability, Durant-like, if you believe he is a game-changing player, then it is a derelict of your duty if you don't use the cap space and the draft capital to get up to 3 or 4 and select the player.
Now, is he the only player that you want?
No, Jeremiah Fears is a guy I'm also pretty intrigued by.
I ask that because you have 4 first-round picks.
Yes.
Now, you don't know if any of them are going to hit. I know Ace Bailey is a fantastic player, a fantastic athlete, score, everything else you could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But Rucker stunk this year.
That's irrelevant.
Of course it is irrelevant, except for maybe he's just not, doesn't have that winning edge.
Or maybe him and Dylan Harper didn't fit together. Ever think of that?
Maybe, but I didn't watch a lot of Rutgers basketball. All I know is that they weren't good.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. I'll say it again. Maybe they didn't fit well together.
Okay, maybe. But either way, you're going to put all of your chips in a basket and trade up to get him.
Yes. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you why? I could be dead wrong about this, all right? It's not like I was Jerry Recco watching every Rutgers game. I am a Johnny-come-lately now that I know where my team is picking, and I have the time, and I'm studying, and I'm reading, and I am
technically, you're not even in the realm to get him.
Well, okay.
Unless.
Let's get there in a second.
Unless you give up a lot.
Okay, I'll get there. I'm just saying, I'm not an expert, okay? I've just Johnny-come-lately'd into this thing, and it feels, this is the way things feel to me, that a generational talent or a potentially generational talent is falling for stupid reasons. Now, maybe it's his agent's fault. Well, maybe it's Ace's fault.
But how do we know he's falling?
Because that's the report after he canceled his meeting in Philadelphia that the Sixers do not plan on taking him. Yeah, now, maybe that's a facade and they don't.
Draft time, regardless of sport, all of that is nonsense.
Okay, maybe it is nonsense. I'm telling you, it feels... Mm-hmm. Like he is falling.
With the 3rd overall pick, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to take Ace Bailey.
Okay. And if that's your prediction, maybe you're right. Then this is a waste of time. Right now, a lot of reports are saying that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You may be right. Again, I don't know. It's lying season. But it feels like an uberly talented player is falling right now, and his reputation is taking an unfair hint. Because it's not okay when Ace Bailey tries to tank meetings to fall, but it's okay when John Elway does it, and it's okay when Eli Manning does it. I get it. I understand.
Different era.
It's different. It's a different era, right? Ace Bailey's a selfish bastard, but anyone else who does it, they do it because they know that where they want to go. No. I'm already defending the guy. He's not even on my team.
Right. John Elway probably was as well. We just didn't discuss it.
There was no sports talk radio in the early 80s.
Exactly. There was no conversation.
But here's my point. If I'm right, or these reports are right, that there is a fall for Ace Bailey, or the Sixers are willing to move the pick, the Brooklyn Nets are uniquely equipped to strike. They're uniquely equipped to strike because they have cap space, which no other team has, and they've got 3 other first-round picks after they pick 8. This feels like a golden opportunity. This feels like an opportunity that if they miss on it, because they sit there and they wait and they let them fall to Washington or whomever, we will regret this for the next 10 years. So what I am telling you is, while I can be wrong, Teague, and of course the Sixers could just take them at 3. Of course all that can happen. This is an opportunity. I am demanding this general manager, who's lucky to have a freaking job, should take advantage of.
Yeah, but
do not let this fail. This is an opportunity that's in front of you. I believe in Ace Bailey. Go get Ace Bailey.
Why do you believe in Ace Bailey?
Because of his talent. Because of his youth.
Lots of
because
guys
of his
talent.
Offensive ability.
All of these kids are 19 years old. Some of them are 18 years old.
Okay.
We have no idea what they're going to
develop. I admit I don't know, but I'm taking a risk.
So you're talking about Sean Marks sacrificing pick, you know, whatever he's going to have to do, whether it's taking on a contract like Paul George, who we talked about, or giving some of these picks up to go up to 3 to get him.
Yes.
What if he busts?
Then he failed and he gets fired. And I'm still a sucker
so
fan.
It's almost like he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't.
No, come on. You know the way this is. You got to get it right.
I do, but I don't understand screaming from the mountaintops for 19 years.
Because I want the player.
But why?
I just told you. Because I think he's got a lot of talent. I feel like this is an opportunity to grab a talented player who's falling unfairly. Can I be wrong? Of course. Yeah. I'm not telling you. There's no way I'm wrong.
I just don't think he's actually falling.
Okay. Or you don't think he's that good. Which part is it?
No, and I can't comment on how good he is or not, because I haven't seen him play and I didn't watch Rutgers play. But I think I know what happens in this time of year around draft. People start talking nonsense for nonsense.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. Now, here's what's not nonsense. He canceled his meetings in Philly and he doesn't want to go there. And for anyone who's trying to figure out why, I'll give you the answer. It's not that complicated. The reason Ace Bailey doesn't want to go to Philly is because he wants to play and he wants an opportunity and he wants the ball in his hands and he wants to become a superstar. And unfortunately for him, not for Philadelphia, the circumstances in Philly is that they have Joel Embiid.
Yep.
They've got McCain. They've got Maxey. He won't be in that role. So I think he views the Wizards and the Nets, not that he loves the pizza in Brooklyn, or the culture or even the head coach. Mm-hmm. I think it's the opportunity that's there in Brooklyn or the opportunity that lasts in Washington or wherever he ends up or where there would be that chance. And so that's why I think he's trying to take his own value to end up where he wants to go. And it would bother me if this general manager doesn't move hell and high water to take advantage of the opportunity. That's all I'm saying. Why are you trying to start a fight with me?
I'm not. I'm just, I don't understand the obsession with Ace Bailey.
Why?
Simply because his name is familiar to you.
It's familiarity. It's a great point. I think the fact he was at Rutgers and the fact his name was on my mind for a long time, mm-hmm. I do think that that's a factor, but I also think the talent level is very, very high.
We have breaking Mets news.
Tell me it's good news.
It's not, but why don't we let Carlos Mendoza tell us what it is? Mm. Here we go.
After the last outing, he complained about his left elbow.
Boom.
I didn't know it was set up that way. Sean Manaea. Ugh. Is being shut down. Here we go.
After the last outing, he complained about his left elbow. So he got an MRI yesterday and showed a loose body there. So he had a cortisone shot yesterday. So he's shut down from throwing from 48 to 72 hours. And then we'll get him going again. So hopefully he's throwing bullpens again. But now that next start is, we're looking at next week now.
And so after that next start, if all goes well, is he still an option to be activated?
Well, we got to wait because now, you know, after what just developed here after the last outing, we got to take it one outing at a time there.
Andy?
Just call it. Usually when you hear loose body and an elbow, you hear that was something that there was a procedure to remove it, right? So is that something that's on the table perhaps?
No. So they're telling me, because he had a cortisone shot yesterday. So they're telling me that, you know, he should be fine for the rest of the year. But again, we'll see what happens here.
Okay. Jorge on the right, was his rehab clock reset?
So we just pulled him back. Okay. Today. I think we're going to announce that.
Boy, I'll tell you, that update sounded like hell, and then it got slightly better as it went on. Mm. Not that it's good, but it went from Sean Manaea has been shut down to where I'm thinking, all right, he's done. Forget him. Get him out of your vocabulary. It's all right. He's going to start next week, which means we're not seeing him next week against the Brewers, but we'll see him in another rehab game in theory, and he could be back soon after the All-Star break. So it's not a good update, but it sounded like it was going to be far worse than it turned out to be, even though it may end up far worse when it's all said and done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't make sense to me.
That he's got a loose body in his elbow and he's being shut down for 2 days?
Well, he's got a loose body and he's getting a cortisone shot, which is a steroid that usually, I don't know, reduces inflammation, gets rid of pain or something, but he still has a loose body in his elbow. So,
right.
Like, what's the fix?
Rest what's and the, then pitch through it. That's what Mendy just said.
Still a loose body in his elbow.
Yeah.
So, like, I know this happens with bone spurs in your knees, probably in your elbow as well. Like, you just get this repeated motion over and over and over again. Your body starts to feel damaged, so it builds a little callus to protect itself. If that callus falls off and becomes a loose body, I mean, it can really do damage.
Mm.
It can, like, tear up your cartilage and your joint. So I'm not quite understanding the explanation around what's going on with Sean Manaea, right?
Yeah, it's weird because,
that's,
I mean,
very weird to me.
Essentially, Carlos Mendoza's update, which starts really bad, and it's still bad. I mean, Sean Manaea is not pitching next week for the New York Mets. That's the update, and that's not good. He's not returning to the rotation, which means more Paul Blackburn, more Frankie Montas, and we'll see what happens. But basically, he's being shut down for 48 to 72 hours, and then he's going to throw a bullpen, and then the plan is for him to enter a rehab start next week. Which sounds like, all right, a little quick pause, and then he'll be back, and everything will be fine. Now, that's a theory, because there's a chance he doesn't feel fine.
Well, he's not going to feel fine.
Right. There's a chance that happens, and he ever makes that rehab start.
He's got a loose body in his elbow.
Right.
Like, what are you doing with it? That's why the reporter smartly asked, is he going to have a procedure?
And Mendy said no.
So, I'm just confused. But, okay.
So you're skeptical he's actually going to make that next start?
I'm very skeptical.
No, I kind of agree. I mean, I listen to what the manager says, and I think the way we have to treat this as fans is forget about Sean Manaea for a while. That's what you got to do. because he's not starting this week. He was never starting this week. He was actually going to make a rehab start and then return next week against the Brewers. He's not returning next week against the Brewers. He's not returning next weekend against the Yankees. He's very unlikely to return against the Orioles and the Royals, which means second half of the season, maybe we see him.
Right.
Maybe we don't. And now we're talking about another 3.5 to 4 weeks because he's not. That report tells me he's not making a start before the All-Star break. It would be a rush job anyway.
Yeah.
So it continues to rain on the Mets right now. We've spent a lot of time talking about their offense and the fact they're not scoring enough runs, which continues to be an issue with no end in sight. And the hope was, well, the starting pitching is going to get better and their reinforcements are coming. And now one of the key reinforcements, who has not thrown a pitch yet this season, it doesn't sound like he's throwing a pitch for a while. So it all sucks. It also, is there any positive Met news to report, Sean, or is it just all negative?
Jesse Winker is going to be playing rehab games as a DH this weekend.
That is good news. Mm. That's something. You want to know why? For anyone who looks at Jesse Winker and says, oh, really, Jesse Winker is your hero? Jesse Winker is your savior? Let me make you feel better real quick. Who would you rather have up as your left-handed DH? Jesse Winker or Jared Young?
Winker.
I win.
Right.
So it is a reinforcement. That's positive. So thank you, Sean, for at least sharing positive news. And also thank you very much for breaking up me and Tiki fighting about Ace Bailey.
Yeah, it was one of those. Once we got the third tap on the glass newsroom, I'm like, I think everybody's had it with the Ace Bailey.
Let's go to Dan in New Jersey. Dan, you worried about Sean Manaea?
A little bit, but at least that breaking news got you to stop talking about the Mets. Why have a clock if you're not going to use it? They're irrelevant. Nobody cares about them.
I'll tell you why. Because it's the draft. This is our NBA Finals.
Yeah, the Nets still in the league.
Not looking forward to it at all because they don't care.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make you a deal.
Do you care at all, Tommy?
About the Nets?
NBA draft.
Absolutely not. Exactly. Don't care at all.
I'll make you guys a trade. And tell me if the architect agrees to this. Tell me if you agree to this. I promise to not talk again about the Brooklyn Nets today and tomorrow. As long as tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on WFAN, leading into the Yankee pregame show, we give you the first ever Brooklyn Nets draft preview 7 minutes. That's a good deal.
Make it 4.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes.
Okay, 5.
All right. So it's all set. It's all been signed. The paperwork has been dotted. No more Brooklyn Net talk, but tomorrow at 6:12, we give you a very special 5-minute Brooklyn Net draft preview show.
You're welcome, SNY. You will be excluded.
Here's the real question for Tiki. At 6:11, do you go home? Do you say at 6:11, I'm done?
I'll stay here and indulge.
Will you?
Yes.
Will you watch or will you partake?
I'll partake.
Okay.
I'll ask you skeptical questions.
Well, that's basically what you've done.
Yeah.
Just remind me that Ace Bailey sucks, things like that.
I didn't say he sucked.
He didn't say that.
The team he was on did.
By the way, Evan, I also just spoke to the architect, and he's greenlighting the Todd McCullough podcast for you. So you could talk Nets on that podcast and not on our air.
I love how you give the Todd McCullough name.
I go to Sean, I go, give me a random Net from back in the day.
You know who I would pick? Tony Massenburg.
Really?
It would be the Tony Massenburg. You're listening to the Tony. You're listening to the Mass.
You should do it.
It's the Massenburg Report.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever do that. We'll come back with your phone calls on the Mets, on the Yankees, on the Knicks head coaching search, and the crime I may have committed against sports fandom yesterday at Citi Field. We'll explain. If you're just tuning in, Sean Manaea is not going to start next week. Unfortunately, he's got some loose body issue with his left elbow. And so he's being shut down from 48 hours to 72 hours. But the Mets remain confident. Carlos Mendoza spoke to the media, David Stearns as well, saying, yeah, it should be fine. Should make a rehab start next week. So more on that as the show rolls on. But I got accused of something yesterday, Tiki, and I'm very curious your opinion on this.
Okay.
I went to the Met game. Mets obviously played the Braves. They lost 3-2. It was a very hot, hot night. And I wore very similar stuff to what I'm wearing now. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Yep.
And nice shorts. And that's what I wear when I go to Met games. And Sean and Loogie both tag-teamed me. They had a big problem that I go to Met games without wearing Met stuff.
Mm.
And I really don't see the issue. Like, I'm a Met fan. I don't need to show everybody I'm a Met fan. I don't need to be a walking billboard for the Mets. Like, why do I have to wear stuff for the team I root for when I'm already paying money to go to the game to watch the team I root for?
Don't. Maybe you're making your own personal fashion statement by wearing whatever it is you wear.
Do you think I'm making a fashion statement?
Yeah, your own fashion statement. This is me.
Yeah.
I'm uncompromised. I'm not here to be bought.
I'm not here to be bought.
I don't need to put a patch on my shoulder so I can make more money.
That's right.
I don't need any of that. Sean, do you wear a Yankee hat every time you go to a Yankee game?
Correct, and a shirt.
Every time?
Every time.
Every single Yankee
game. There's not one example of you going to a Yankee game.
There might be, in case somebody's ever called me, if I happened to come to work not in Yankee game, got handed tickets, and then went to the game from there, and I didn't come prepared.
Now, so why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Because I just think that that's part of when you grow up in the culture of being a fan. You go when you know you're going to a team's game, you wear the team's gear.
Makes you feel included.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, in a weird way. It's just what you do.
Do you know your radio partner?
Evan?
Do you think he cares about being included?
Sort of.
I don't think so.
Included?
When do I care about being included?
He does not care.
All right, Evan.
Do you think he wants to go sit and socialize with every other Met fan? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, he doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Exactly.
I've never seen somebody that talks for a living that wants to talk less to people.
Now you're making it out like I'm some kind of ogre. Like,
no,
when people talk to me, I talk back to them. You know, it's not like I snub people.
Evan has the ability, and it's a rare ability, because I'm one of these people as well. Me and my twin, we used to do this all the time. You can sit in silence and be comfortable.
Right, but
it's
Evan,
hard to do.
No doubt.
Evan does it expertly.
Thank you.
That's why I mess with Evan.
He does. But I think we're taking this conversation in the direction. I agree with that point.
He doesn't want to be messed with. He doesn't want to be sitting next to the other ridiculous Met fan like, yeah, let's go Mets. Oh, let's blah, blah, blah. But he just wants to sit and, you know, write down his thing and watch the game and go home.
But wouldn't wearing Mets
eat
gear...
Eat a sandwich that he brought.
Wouldn't
drink
wearing...
his waters that he brought. And yesterday he did something that was novel and unique and you'll never see it another...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game unless you could find Evan Roberts.
Oh, wow. So before you say what
I don't know where we're going now.
Before you say what I did, I need one of you guys to go into my office and just bring my briefcase in. You know my big bag that I roll around?
Yeah, I mean, calling it a briefcase is an unbelievable stretch.
Whatever you want to call.
A suitcase.
Before we broach this,
yes.
Someone needs to bring it in.
Yes.
You
got to go get it.
Right, I need to show this to the SNY audience, but... Yes, there's a new thing I'm bringing to Citi Field that I think is the coolest thing ever.
But my point, and Tommy, you get this, Evan doesn't want to be bothered.
I know, but one of the points that Sean and I made is that Evan is such a diehard fan, and the diehard fan dresses in the gear, whether it's sports, whether it's wrestling. When I see somebody at a sporting event in just regular gear, I think it's a Wall Street bro that has no idea what's going on, and they're just there to have some beers and enjoy the game.
Well, what's funny is, and I respect and appreciate your defense of me, that's not the reason I don't wear Mets stuff. I appreciate it, though. The reason I don't wear Mets stuff or Nets stuff if I go to a game has nothing to do with the team, has nothing to do with the statement. It just has to do with comfort and convenience. Like, it's a hot day. So to me, the most important thing is to wear a shirt that's going to make me comfortable in 95-degree weather, not show people I'm a Met fan when I already know I'm a Met fan.
Yeah, put on a heavy jersey. You sweat through it. Start sticking to your skin.
Yeah, wait, why am I doing that?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And so most of the time when I go to games, even Net games where I know it's not a climate issue, if I happen to wear a sweatshirt of my favorite team, great. If I don't, it has nothing to do with the message more than it does convenience. But Sean, I do want to show
Sean's
you
Sean's annoyed, but he'll appreciate this.
So I'm about to change the world. All right, let me just brag here. And the SNY audience will get to see it. Tiki will describe it. I go to these games, I want to eat, right? You guys pick on me and say I should buy food at Citi Field. Cool. But my biggest problem is it's inconvenient to eat. There's no table. I'm sitting at a game. My scorebook's in my lap. It's kind of tough to eat.
It is. I remember this when we went to the game earlier
it's
this
tough.
Year. I had the nachos, and nachos aren't easy. Like, you kind of need two hands sometimes, and like, you got to hold it in one hand, but you got to eat it with the other one. Then you want the fork or a napkin. Like, you don't, there's nowhere to stick it.
So what do you do? Well, Evan's figured it out. I brought this to the game last night. I didn't use it because I never ate. I just wasn't in a hunger mood. But from now on, I'm bringing this blue tray with me to Citi Field. It's a tiny tray. It's not too big.
And then
I will place it on my lap. And then I will have my food, my drink, my scorebook. Yeah, so this tiny blue tray I'm holding up to the audience. How would you say, like 2 feet maybe? Maybe less?
It's a school lunch tray. Everybody knows what they look like. You have to describe the footage. Yeah. Are you that big a loser?
I'm a loser.
Excuse me? Just eat in your lap like a man.
But is it more convenient? This way, if you spill, it's on the tray and not on your lap. Well, I think it's genius.
How about not spilling?
I think it's absolutely genius.
Also, to spill on his lap, he doesn't come in a tuxedo.
I mean, whatever. You still don't want to be walking around with schmutz all over you. So?
I can't believe you're signing off on this.
Why not? It's amazing.
I think this is the most brilliant thing I've ever done, and I advise my fellow Met fans, if it's small, like this is a small tray, you could easily put it in one of the clear plastic bags they allow you to bring in at Citi Field, or just bring it by holding
it. I will say this.
And it gives you air. You can use it as a fan.
If you don't want to talk to people while you're in the stands, I think this is a great way to do that, because if I didn't know you and I brought my kids to a game and I saw a man scoring a game and using a lunch tray from a kid's cafeteria, my first advice to my kid would be, don't talk to that guy. There's something off about him.
I think we saw him on Dateline last night.
But here's the problem I think you guys are having. You guys can bring up what people will think about me or think about you or you look weird. You can't argue the convenience. You can't argue the organization of it. You can just argue the perception of it, and that's so weak. Like, if you're living life based on what other people think, you're living the wrong life.
And by the way, that wraps my whole understanding of Evan. He does not care what other people think.
Well, clearly. Period. We know that. Can I ask, I can't believe I'm down this rabbit hole, because I've eaten God knows how many calories worth of foods at baseball games. You know when you buy the food and it comes in like that fold-up brown tray that you put? What is wrong with that?
That's too small. It'll fall right between your legs.
Yes.
Doesn't work. This is a full tray that
fold
you can
between
place.
Your legs.
And
you
can probably place recycled cardboard or recycled brown, black, or brown paper, so it just kind of falls apart.
He's right.
It's not
but
sturdy.
I don't spill on myself as a result of using that.
Did you have the nachos, the fully loaded nachos like I did?
I did. Evan can... Ray Martell brought them down
to
me.
It's inconvenient to hold. And now if you have a tray, it's the greatest thing ever. So... I'm going to bring this out on Thursday when I go to the game. Don't worry.
No, you're not. We're not going to be with you.
I'm not sitting with you guys. Don't worry. I'll do whatever the hell I want. And if people want to laugh or take a picture and mock me, guess what? I don't care. Because at the end of the day, no ketchup's getting on my scorebook. At the end of the day, I'm happy and convenient.
I think it's such a good idea. Citi Field should rent them.
I think they should. I think they should rent them.
What has happened to society? You go to a game, you hold food in your hand at a baseball game.
Good enough for you when you were 5.
Exactly.
10.
Right, but he's not eating.
Why is it not good enough for you now?
Because I have motor skills now.
Yeah, he's not eating a sloppy Joe in the cafeteria. That's what you look like. You look like a third grader.
No, but the other thing was, and I didn't do it last night, and I don't know if people are going to do it tonight at Citi because it's so hot. I think it's so hot that ice cream does not make sense because it melts so quickly.
Right.
I think that's a big issue.
Well,
And so if you get one of the helmets or the apple, don't you think having the ice cream on a tray on your lap is a lot easier than holding it?
So you didn't see this last night, but they were showing on the broadcast somebody eating one out of the Mets apple helmet.
Yes.
And it looked a little melted, but like a good melt.
No.
You don't like that
Tommy,
good little melt to the
Tommy,
ice cream?
Oh, here's the problem. So last night, I am hot. I'm sort of hungry. I wanted ice cream. Like, I had a craving for ice cream. And the reason I didn't get up is because this woman who was sitting next to me came over with like four ice creams. And they were all soup. And I said to myself, I'm going to pay $15 for this amazing ice cream, and all I'm going to get is chocolate soup? I'm not doing it.
Her problem was she bought in bulk on a hot night. Ice cream's got to be a one-off. I'm just taking care of myself. I'm not worried about everybody else bringing four back.
No,
because then you eat on your walk back. You can't eat on your walk back because you're carrying four.
I get that, but I think it was so hot that it melts at such a pace that even if you scoop it right away.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And hotter today.
And it is hotter
today. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you're going to City tonight, I would say I don't think it's a great Mr. Softy night.
How many water bottles did you bring in the City Field last night?
Two.
Have you seen the Mets tweet tonight?
No.
The, let's call it the Evan Roberts rule. They are only allowing one water bottle in per person tonight.
What?
Yep.
Why
that
would
is,
they do that?
Has been, remember how yesterday we talked about the water stations and everything?
Yeah.
They have added a rule for tonight. One water bottle per person
is
allowed in. My guess is something you did.
I actually didn't do it last night. I only drank one bottle of water.
So maybe they're worried about people bringing in extra water bottles and filling them up and bringing them home?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Is that what you think they're doing?
Well, why? Why would they limit it to
it's
one?
It's water. Who cares?
I'm giving you the facts. I don't know.
Wait, so the Mets said we're banning you from bringing more than one water bottle in?
In so many words. I don't think they used the word you're going to be banned for life.
I mean, it's a good thing I'm not going tonight. I get into a fight with them.
So here's what it is. Okay, the same thing as yesterday. They have the designated cooling stations. Ice packs will be available at all fan assistant locations. All concessions will offer the complimentary ice and water cups. Yesterday, that's where that tweet ended. They have now added this. As a reminder, one sealed water bottle per person is allowed through gates.
Okay, let me answer this. My understanding is that is a rule. That has always been a rule. It is not an enforced rule. Like, it's one of those things of you're only supposed to bring in one per person. Never in my time going to Citi Field, and I've abused that rule by bringing in four bottles, five bottles, seven bottles. Never once have they said, hey, you brought in too many. Because at the end of the day, it's water bottle. So I do think officially that is an on-the-record rule that when you walk in, Yankee Stadium too, it's one per person.
Right.
But I don't think that's one of those rules they don't enforce. It's like going 3 miles an hour over the speed limit. You know what I mean?
Right. But don't you get the vibe based on that tweet? They're going to try to enforce that tonight?
I almost want to go just to see. I
don't think so. I mean, why would they?
Yeah, I don't think they are, bro.
It's 100 degrees.
Say it then. Why pick today to say it?
Think about enforcing that on a 100-degree night.
Right.
Seriously. All you're doing is creating a chance for someone to fight you. That's
good
all
point.
You're doing.
And you're also creating, you know, health
it's
issues.
Water. Exactly.
Right? I mean, water is good. I'm telling you right now, I firmly believe this has always been a rule that is just never enforced.
People are going to start talking about how much their tickets cost, how bad they are right now.
Yeah.
Right? I have an elderly whatever friend with me, or my young kid needs water, and you're taking bottles of water away from me because you want me to buy them from the concessions after you're already charging me XYZ. It's going to create a fight. So I agree. What Evan just said is going to happen. They are not going to enforce it.
They're not enforcing it.
I wonder if this happened last night and that's why they're tweeting it.
No, I think
where
it's
a security guard was like, no, one per person.
I think it's honestly just a reminder. I think you're making something out of nothing. That's okay. I'm glad you brought it up. I want to inform the audience that it's a rule that they just don't enforce. Now, if they do enforce it tonight and you say, but Evan Roberts on WFAN told me that they don't enforce this rule, I don't think that's going to work. So I'm sorry.
Right.
If some security guard decides to enforce it, my apologies.
Right.
But my understanding is this has never been an enforced thing.
Don't start a fight.
Yeah, you don't want to start a fight. I'm curious, where do the Mets land on 42-year-old men bringing in lunch trays so they could score a baseball game and eat ice cream on it? You think you're going to get that? They don't want you to have multiple water bottles. You're going to bring in a lunch tray?
I had no issue yesterday.
They're not selling lunch trays.
Yeah, right.
And you brought in I saw your setup. Evan has a fan that he connected to, like, the pole.
Brilliant was that?
Well, you're not camping. It's not your apartment. It is brilliant, but I'm surprised they just allow you to take over the place.
It's not available to most people because they don't have a bar in front of them. Evan has the bar right in front of him.
Yeah.
Even less of a reason for a tray.
Have you ever seen a rule?
But there's no setting. There's nowhere to set anything
in
front of you.
No lip?
There's no lip.
No, there's no lip.
It's slanted. And if it is, it's slanted. There's a cup holder. But there's no lip.
Yeah, there's no lip to set things up. So the tray was able to put food on, and the gate in front of me is where I clipped the fan on. I'm so prepared when I go to these games. Like, you got to admit this. No. Call me a loser, call me whatever you want. I am the most prepared person when I go to a sporting event. I got the bottles of water, I got the tray, I got the fan, and hey, I could even whip out the tablet and put the Yankee game on. Like, we're just rolling.
You're a Boy Scout, basically.
I'm a boy. I got it all figured. You know what I think it is, too? I go to a lot of games. So when you go to a lot of games, you try to prepare yourself even more.
By the way, if we put a poll out there, I think more people would be on your side with the tray that it's a brilliant idea. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets end up doing this as a giveaway for
trays. They won't. And eventually Evan is going to get this taken from him because... No, hear me out. I'm being dead serious. The moment they start letting Evan in with this and then they let others in with this, it becomes one drunken idiot hits another idiot in the head with the tray and then they're banning trays.
Oh, so now
it's like Bat Day being banned.
A kid's tray that you just couldn't stop saying was a kid's tray that you had when you were, you know, 5 years old, 15-year old. It's a kid's tray.
If it catches on.
It's going to be identified as a weapon.
If it catches on,
come on.
He's just so desperate to hit on my ideas.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm holding the tray up right now on SNY. It's a blank blue tray. You put a Met logo on that, and you have that as a giveaway on a Tuesday night, that place will be sold out.
But you don't wear Mets gear to games, so why would you get a tray with it?
Well, I'm saying that that's what they can do. They can make it a Citi Field giveaway night. Like the game we're going to on Thursday, we're doing our show live from the Cadillac Club. Pete Alonso will join the program. That's Floppy Hat Night. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Reversible Floppy Hat Night. I love giveaways. They're so funny. Let's go to Scott in Jamesburg, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
What's up, fellas? Great listen, and I want to give my hot take first. Evan, I'm totally with you. You do not need to wear your team's logo to show your support as a fan, and that's my hot take, and I totally agree with you on that because you show it every day.
Well, and also, and you don't need to make yourself a billboard. If you're at the game, you're a fan of the team. That's it.
Exactly. And, Ev, I still miss, I'm looking forward to the alarm set 6:07 tomorrow because I do miss the old Evan Roberts podcast for the Nets pre-draft coverage. I'm waiting for it, Ev.
No,
we don't have it anymore.
No, you're right. I've overworked myself, but it has been signed, sealed, and delivered tomorrow night at 6:07 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's the exclusive WFAN Evan and Tiki Brooklyn Nets draft preview.
All four picks in the first round.
It is going to be an unbelievable 6 minutes. It's actually, I'm hearing, going to be the most scintillating 6 minutes in WFAN history.
I thought it was five.
Damn it! 5 minutes in WFAN history.
You said four in the clip.
Oh, my God.
Before the Nets still in the league.
Before this show is done, it's going to be 60 seconds of pleasure. Let's go to Ryan in Maplewood, New Jersey. Hey, Ryan.
Evan, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
Two kids?
Yeah.
The lunch tray thing. Don't bring it for their sake. It's enough that you're a loser. Don't make them have to know you're a loser.
Here's the thing.
Just don't do that to your kids.
Hold on, Ryan. It's not for the kids. It's for him.
No. He's saying don't present your loserness to the world. Here's the thing I want to teach my kids.
To not give a you-know-what.
Exactly. That's the lesson I want to treat. Now, you want to treat people with respect, but you can't care what people think. You just can't. Like, I love you, Tommy. I do. I really do, genuinely. Do I care if Tommy thinks I'm a loser because I'm bringing a tray to Citi Field? Like, should that be something you care about? Like, isn't it almost mentally unhealthy to care that much about what other people think? So I want my kids to learn that. With respect, of course.
I admire your lack of self-awareness and your obliviousness to that.
It's not a lack of self-awareness. It's lack of caring. There's a big difference, man.
I guess. But I mean, I think that riding your bike to work, I just think there's certain things that...
What's wrong with that? Like, what was wrong with
that? No, but you've seen the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, where he's like, yeah, I'll ride a bike. And she's like, my old boyfriend had a motorcycle. Bicycle is what I drive.
But Tommy, here's the best part. The best part about that is... I had sex when I was 20 years old. You know what I mean?
Well, TMI.
So it doesn't matter if the perception is, oh, you haven't. So who cares? You know what I mean?
And what do you think that woman thinks when you bring a tray to Citi Field now? Regrets?
But that's the point. Probably. It doesn't matter. Like, if someone thinks you're a loser or thinks you're a 40-year-old virgin or thinks, you know, you're on Molly or thinks whatever.
Well, perception is reality, though.
It doesn't matter as long as you're...
Just ask WFN Reddit.
As long as you're comfortable with yourself. So I think Tommy needs this lesson more than anybody else because you, more than anyone else, care too much.
Care less.
Care less. Care less. That's my phrase for you. For you more than anybody else.
Don't be careless. Just care
less. I will work on that. I don't think I'll be bringing trays to any games anytime soon, but I think it's sound advice.
It's not about the tray. It's about doing what makes you feel comfortable. I'm giving out life lessons today. I'm feeling this. John is in Hackensack. Hey, John.
Evan, the first time in the history of WFAN that I've agreed with something that you do or say. I am a lifelong Giants fan. Tiki, you know me. Yep. Think back to Children's Miracle Network at the Hard Rock. I am a lifelong diehard Giants fan. Ranger season ticket holder, Giants season ticket holder. Never, ever, ever wear any gear with a logo to a game. Don't care. I'm a fan. Don't got to say it to everybody. Evan, I agree with you for once.
Nice.
I'm honored. I'm honored that you've listened so much, and this is the first time.
When you're a fan and you're a season ticket holder, you've proven that you're a fan.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, seriously, you have season tickets.
I have been informed three separate people have told me why lunch trays are getting banned more and more in stadiums, that they became a thing.
Damn it.
Because what adults tend to use them for when they break them out in public venues is rolling blunts or joints of marijuana. And teams and venues have gotten hip to this and started banning them.
Well, so, Evan's not doing that.
I'm clearly not doing that.
Thank God for drugs.
Isn't marijuana legal now?
It is.
Yeah, but I don't think he could break out some dank nuggies and start rolling up in Section 323.
Yeah, it's still frowned upon to be doing that inside a ballpark.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.